Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland, freezing Southland, I might add. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, just got the fire going. It's going to be about 27 tonight, and we're still in October.
Yeah, it didn't get much above freezing here at all. In fact, I don't think it did get above freezing, actually, here. And I think we're supposed to get even worse weather as it moves to the east. Anyway, folks, before we get rolling here, just a word. It takes a lot of money to run all the research, and I have to pay the contracts, people, and all of this, and we can't do it without support. And so I am asking for people to help support Night Shadows Radio if they're getting anything out of it. If you're not, well, I guess then that's a different story. But if you are, we'd appreciate a little help if we can get it. It just takes a lot of funds, a lot of time, a lot of effort to vet the news, not just necessarily find it, but to vet it after we have found it. Anyway, I wanted to start here, Larry, with Agenda 21 and the California fires, because I did a video documentary some time ago called Unfriendly Fire. It was about the United Nations and their wildlands project, in which they intend to push everybody into major core cities and virtually depopulate the rural districts in America and take them over. And in that video, I interviewed a fellow who was a land broker. He worked in farms and lands, and he knew what was going on. Very, very interesting. Unfortunately, most people are not aware of what the United Nations is really up to. When I produced Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny years ago, and by the way, it's up on Angel Fall 923, and if you haven't seen it, go look at it and tell me that it's a bunch of lies and a bunch of hooey. It isn't. It's all being done right under your faces. And folks, when the communists take over, and they're going to, as far as I can see, unless the Lord works a miracle, it looks like Trump is gone. I knew they were going to do this, Larry. They are now saying, well, they didn't produce the full transcript. That's not the full transcript. They hid stuff. And now what they're doing is they're taking these traitors who are in our military, deep state. I don't know what they're paying or promising them, but it's obvious. Now they're all coming forward and saying, well, there was more said than what's in those transcripts. Trump had to hide all that stuff. These people don't care if they murder millions of people. Communist folks, communists don't care what they do. And I've said it before on Night Shadow. They intend to kill you. They intend to kill your children if they don't acquiesce and go under the thumb of dictatorial, horrific dictatorship. Or they'll kill your grandparents. They'll kill anybody. They don't care. They don't have a conscience. Bible says their conscience is seared. What they are is biological computers. But the conscience, the mercy, the compassion has all been erased. All they have is an agenda. And what you're watching in Washington, D.C. is the agenda. And what you're watching when you watch Schiff and those other people, the words that are coming out of their mouth are Satan's words. He is the final overlord until Jesus gets back here and upsets the apple cart. We're going to go into a major situation here. And Anyway, I got a short article here, Larry, I'd like you to comment on. Those living in major cities like Sacramento and San Francisco all agree with this official blackout. They also happen to be immune to the misery caused by PG&E and is very careful not to block out the blackout the very people who created the fiasco. What's your take? I mean, they showed a picture of a branch on the power line and said, well, that's what caused the fire. If people are stupid enough to believe that stuff, I don't know what you can do for them at that point. Wood, number one, does not carry electricity. And number two, the branch that they showed that started this is so small, it wouldn't break even a minor power thing. And, folks, I want you to think about this. Have you ever heard of power companies before shutting off their power because it's dry outside or you're in a drought? Have you ever heard of that, Larry?
Well, no, I haven't heard of that. And as a matter of fact, what's interesting is the contacts that I've got in California are saying that when they do it, there's no threat. But it's funny that even with electricity off, they're burning down. There are reports that people hear explosions, and then they have the big fires. These are apparently being arsons. They're done by design, it appears. And I find it telling that there is some kind of movement going on for a large portion of California to break away from those San Francisco and the Western bunch. And there are rumors that Rick Perry is leaving the government, the Energy Department, to go as an acting governor. There's something really weird going on out there. And by the way, you were talking about the UN. You know, I sent you a video today of a UN bunker,
yes.
I guess you could say, in Utah.
Yeah, they took over some facility for a big internal meeting they're having out there. But what was very interesting is what the United Nations security lady said when they tried to, some people, and I don't know how you vet something like that, but it appeared to be very, very honest. Some local journalists tried to get in to figure out what was going on, and she was told in no uncertain terms that that was UN territory, and you couldn't be there. And if you wanted United States territory, you had to go outside. Folks, if you can't figure out at this point in time that the United Nations is behind all of this, there is no hope for you whatever. It is so painfully obvious what when Barack Obama and the Pope got together on 9/23 back in 2015 or whenever it was and shook hands exactly at 9/23 and then went to the United Nations up in New York to start their agenda 21-30-50. This is a UN takeover. That's all it is. And then I got an article, and I can't vet it. I don't know if it's true or not, but the people out there in the fire zones are FEMA descended upon them, threatened them, and has been confiscating all their firearms. If the Californians won't stand up against this FEMA operation, then the country's gone, and you will go under the thumb of the United Nations. The American people are going to be held accountable by God for all of this because they could have stopped it, and they didn't, and they wouldn't. And so you and I and all people listening are going to go through this, Larry. I don't know how far we go through it, probably much further than we would like, before the Lord comes back to get his church out of here. It's just amazing when you get an article how FEMA people are threatening people. There's a strict curfew. They beat up a guy who just stepped out on his lawn to help some old fellow that was kind of wandering around in a daze, I guess, and they beat him up, FEMA guys. Those kind of FEMA guys, they need a correction, a very severe correction. But you do remember, I think, the FEMA guy who was fired, he said, when we take over, it's a dictatorship. You will do what you're told, period. That might work in the cities, not going to work in the rural districts. Be a lot of dead FEMA agents if they try that out in the rural districts. But I guess they're planning on that anyway. So I don't know. It's too bad. Anyway, we got a lot of news. Putin refuses to meet with Western leaders, says America's great terror purge, which is referring to the impeachment, must finish out first. And what he basically said was, what's the point of doing anything or making any agreements? Because Putin thinks Trump's not going to be there, and it's going to be a communist takeover of America. And this is coming from Putin himself. What do you think of that, Larry?
Well, I just have to say I'm not totally shocked. If I was Putin and I saw this stupidity in America, and ironically, you know, you asked me what I thought about that tree branch starting
yes.
fires. I never knew that so many millions of Americans were dumb and dumber. It's beyond belief how dumb and dumber all the American people seem to be. And like you said, we're going to be held accountable because well, you and I stand up where our mouths don't never stop running, basically. And we've been in trouble for years for everything we've said. But the masses of America, they don't even go open the front door and look outside.
Yeah, it's too bad. Folks, this is all about, actually, everything we're talking about is diversionary tactics of Satan to keep you in the matrix so that you don't do what the Lord Jesus Christ commanded you do. Anyway, here's another one. Trump's Ukraine transcript gaps worry administration officials. I knew this was coming because they had nothing in the transcript. They had nothing in the conversation. The president of Ukraine said no quid pro quo. They said no pressure, no nothing. And yet, we got these people that are stepping forward now and claim, oh, there was a lot more said. There was heavy pressure. There was all kinds of deals being made, and they just hid all that stuff. I don't know how they get these traitors in the military to come forward and testify to that. In fact, I've been reading about Trump just twittered something about this military guy, Vindman or something like that. Lieutenant Colonel, Larry, when I was in the military, you didn't criticize your superior officer, period. How come these guys get to criticize the commander-in-chief and walk out with no problems?
Because it's
There's something really wrong here.
No, it's a deep state coup, and the deep state taking care of them, and Trump simply doesn't have any physical ability to stop them. The government has turned on the president.
Yeah, and that includes the Republicans. I was watching Mitch McConnell. In fact, I was listening to a Fox News. They had some people on who said actually the Senate could stop this in its tracks if they wanted to. Now they're all lining up for the impeachment. And just before the show, when you called, you said something about they're getting Chief Justice Roberts ready to preside over an impeachment. He hasn't done anything, folks. Truly, Trump has done nothing that rises anywhere near the level of treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors. In fact, it's the communists who are involved in high crimes and treason and sedition. But this is what the communists do. This is what they always do. They blame the other person for what they themselves are doing. And I don't know why the American people put up with it. I really don't know why, when they know perfectly well, like CNN is lying through their teeth, why they even tune in. You could put CNN, MSNBC, and all of them out of business.
The American
people could.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting this, I want to go down here. Just a brief headline. 1.1 million migrants crossed into U.S. in fiscal year 2019, nearly a half a million so-called families. Now, I want to get to a video that's out there on YouTube about 11/3/2019, which is next Sunday. There's a lot of rumor going around, and there's a guy over in Germany. You may remember that on TV, in the movies, in the cartoons, in magazines, and everything else, they were telling you and warning you and telegraphing you before 9/11 that 9/11 was going to occur. It was even in Back to the Future, if you were really watching it. And there are guys out there that really take this stuff apart, and they show you all this stuff. Well, guess what? We're being telegraphed again, only this time it is 11/3/2019. And what's I want to talk to with Larry about, the Soviet Union or the Russians just put 10 nuclear submarines into the North Atlantic. Here's a headline. Admiral warns Russian subs waging Cold War style Battle of the Atlantic. Now here's the other interesting part. Every single U.S. East Coast aircraft carrier is docked for repairs. Here's another one. Now, I've edited this. It's all over the place, so I know it's true. Let's go swing down here. Breaking news. Israel closing all of its embassies worldwide immediately. What's going on, Larry?
Well,
seems like
ironically,
all this is going together.
Yeah, if you go back to 9/11, Stuart, and you think about it, remember Israel had foreknowledge of that attack and tried to warn people, but nobody listened. And so Israel pulled its people, remember? And then, oh, boy,
yeah.
After 9/11, how dirty dog Israel was for pulling its people out and not letting them die with everybody else. Well, here we are. We've got these threats. And of course, Hal Turner's reporting it. He's concerned that it may be because of this movie, The Rookie, which plays November the 3rd. The title is Fallout, and it's actually, he's concerned it'll be a false flag nuclear attack on in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. Now, we can't say that'll happen, but if we had a false flag 911 and Israel pulled their people at the last minute, it really strikes me, Stuart, that we may be on the verge of another false flag that Israel, again, has foreknowledge and protects all their people. They're pulling out, they've shut all their embassies worldwide, and from what I can read, this has never happened before.
Yeah, they have the excuse that it's finances and something else, but those are, you know, what they can tell the public and what's really going on. It just seems strikingly odd to me that our aircraft carriers are in dock that guard the East Coast. Basically, they work in the Atlantic and that area. And then we have Russian nuclear subs, 10 of them, that were dispatched into the North Atlantic for, how do we say, games of drills. And these drills are supposed to last for about 2 months. And what's also interesting is that there's a YouTube video out there, and it's a German fellow that's put it out there. And he gets into this 3/11 date, and it is encoded just like 9/11 was encoded, and he goes into almost all of it. It is an amazing video. You can't prove they're going to do something on 11/3. Maybe it's 11/11. Maybe it's some other year. But the coding is in there, and it's on TV shows. It is in the movies. It's in the cartoons, exactly the way they did 9/11. And once again, it was a German, I think, who put out a video warning people about all the stuff that was embedded in 9/11. And so here we go. State of Israel is closing all of its foreign embassies worldwide, effective immediately. No counselor services will be available, and no persons will be permitted entry until further notice. Ambassador Joel Lyon, Israeli ambassador to the Ukraine, here I'm kind of interested about all this Ukraine stuff, says this is due to a Ministry of Finance decision, but history suggests something different, something huge may be about to take place. All Israeli diplomatic representations all over the world are closing. So why would they call everybody home, Larry?
Well, what's interesting, too, Stuart, if you think about this unprecedented nuclear submarine Russian drill in the North Atlantic that suddenly happened about now, just when the impeachment insanity reached a hot point, if you will, those drills are going to be during the time of all of this going down. And if you was Putin, if you thought Hillary Clinton and those neocons and, you know, all those that were against you to start with were coming back in, you would nuke America, wouldn't you?
I think I would. In fact, I know I would. You know, I mean, Putin is a hard-nosed KGB guy. He's going to protect his people. He once said that if Hillary got in, it was World War III. Putin warned about that before the election because Hillary's openly said they want to attack Russia. The neocons want to attack Russia. That goes way back to a doctrine of Zabrinsky, whatever his name is, Zabrinsnew, or however he pronounced it, wrote a book about it. Contain, encircle, and then destroy Russia. Well, Putin is the smartest guy on the block. He just proved it again in Syria. We just gave him another foothold over there. He's not going to relinquish that. He wants to encircle Israel. I don't know what's gone wrong with our thinking over here, but the Bible says that our military people can't think anymore. And it's a judgment from the Lord. It's a literal judgment from God. It's like the other thing, Larry. Have you ever heard anybody out there in prophecy land on anywhere talking about how God has opened the borders of America and quoted Jeremiah? I haven't seen one. Not one. They talk about everything else, but they're not warning the American people what's really going on. What in the world is happening, even with the Christian people? Don't they read their Bible?
Well, Stuart, you're basically the only one that's been touting that information, and every time you turn around, they're shutting your show down. So there you go. But at least you're telling them, Stuart, and you know, you actually give scriptures for what we're experiencing at the moment. And Jeremiah is very clear. And like you've said a number of times, you and I have both talked about it, Jeremiah's ruler against ruler, that is exactly what we're seeing in Washington, D.C.
Yep, and it's all about Babylon, America. But I forget, America couldn't possibly be Babylon because America's not even mentioned in the scriptures. I get those kind of emails all the time. Look, if you don't want to believe America's Babylon, I could care less. You're going to live through it, and you're going to live through America's demise. So it doesn't make any difference to me whether you believe it or not, but I would appreciate if you quit sending me all your so-called junk wisdom in which you never quote scripture to justify yourselves. For example, somebody sent me a thing and said, well, it's Jerusalem, Babylon. Anybody knows that. Or they'll say Rome is Babylon. Anybody knows that. Where's your scripture? I bet people don't know that New York City sits on seven hills either. Or that the United Nations sits on seven continents, which are likewise called hills in the Bible. People really should study. They should really study before they talk. Anyway, here's covert intel. U.S. Special Ops Forces found incredible evidence during the al-Baghdadi kill raid. Larry, you remember the picture. In fact, you're the one who mentioned it. Of all the cables that were sitting in that picture of the president with the guys sitting around him while they were watching this raid, You mean to tell me that the war room needs all these cables outside on a table? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, Stuart, the interesting thing is that was brought to my attention, and I posted it on my blog, the war room there, you know, where Trump was sitting and watching, and I got to looking, and I thought to myself when I originally saw the picture, you know, their cables to the computers and all of that, different colors, and it looks in disarray. It don't even look like it's put together very well. And
yes.
Then later I read the information, and this is what's interesting here. It's a headline. It says, in operation against al-Baghdadi, seized are cables to and from al-Baghdadi and U.S. State Department under Obama and Hillary Clinton, incriminating evidence of Obama regime and the material support of ISIS terror groups. So if this is true, the information they've got now will definitely link in Obama and Clinton and the deep state into the ISIS organization and supporting it. And at the same time, there are some reports that are saying that Trump having that disarray of cables in that video or that image were actually a warning to them that he had the data in hand.
Yep, he has the cables. Now, this is interesting, folks. They find all these cables that implicates Obama, Hillary Clinton, and who knows who else. And then you have Russian subs suddenly dispatched, 10 of them, all nuclear equipped. Then you have all this other stuff going on, impeachment. Then you have Putin himself saying that he's not going to meet anybody until they settle who's going to be the winner. And, of course, if it's Hillary Clinton that comes out of the weeds and wins, why, I do believe we could be nuked. And I think Jeremiah and Isaiah and the book of Revelation say that America is taken out at a time when no one at all would expect it. Now, one of the things in this video for 11-3 that he pointed out was, I think it's a movie in which you see 11-3 and World War III put together. So maybe this is how they're going to start World War III. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm just can only give you a heads up. There's nothing else Larry and I can do about it. I mean, other than tell you, this is what the backwater jabber is. And the Turkish army hits Russian convoy with artillery in Syria. We know that Turkey has to go under Russia. And then we have this other one from Hal Turner. Intel or insanity, false flag, clear nuclear attack, Seattle, Washington, Los Angeles. And the reason I bring that up is North Korea has not quit any of their stuff on nuclear missiles. And we were told some time ago that some of these could reach the West Coast. So that begins to make sense that North Korea, remember that prophecy, Larry, where North Korea nuked two of our cities and they couldn't figure out where it came from right away. So anyway.
Well,
anything
not only that,
got?
Stuart, only that, a number of books have been written by real credible authors that have included that very scenario in those books. You know, Bobby Ackert, Mark Goodwin, and others that are people that are in on intel and also warning the American public by their novels. And that's exactly what happened in some of those books. So it's even new stuff coming out with the warnings.
Yeah. Folks, this is just a heads up. We did a short show, but we'll get to you on Friday if the Lord is willing. And but it really is a heads up. There's something coming. It's obvious. And we've never seen anything like this in the United States. And the communists don't care. They want this nation to be brought down. It's all part of the plan. And there's nothing you or I can do about it except get ready for the persecution. that's going to come. And when I say persecution is going to come, I'm not fooling you one bit. It's going to be more horrific than anybody could realize. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. And if anything breaks, we'll certainly come on and let you know. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up.